it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I started Facebook, I run it, and I'm responsible for what happens here.
Nobody knows what they're actually asking Zuckerberg to do. They only got mad when the advantage went to Trump. Obama's team did almost the exact same thing in 2012, and nobody said a word.
And it's interesting. The top story of the day continues to be Mr. Zuckerberg and his time before the committee this afternoon, and what, if anything, he's accomplished or should accomplish over the next couple of days. And it is natural that we would head into our Tech Tuesday segment with this as well. Ari Zoldan from Quantum Media is back with us. And Ari, this is one of the more, visible things that the tech industry has had to kind of, put on display, if you will. Zuckerberg going before Congress and talking about a variety of ways that, you know, the company may have missed the mark on some things in the past, and they're being asked very publicly, I find almost humorously, by senators that probably don't even actually use a lot of social media personally, to fix things that I'm not even sure they fully understand that need to be fixed. Your sense about where Zuckerberg is at today, given that the European markets have kind of already weighed in on this, and now it's the U.S.'s turn. Where do you think he goes from here?
So that's a good question, Kevin. I mean, my feeling is, first and foremost, I have to give him an enormous amount of credit. I think he's handling it incredibly. He's taking responsibility for it. But I think more importantly, Kevin, he's asking for regulation. Like, he gets it. You know, there's going to be situations internally at Facebook where data is going to be stolen, whether he knows about it or not. And if he brings on the regulation, it gives him the opportunity to comply with the regulation versus having no oversight. So from that perspective, I think he's spot on.
Well, okay, let me just push back a little bit on this. And you and I seldom debate anything, but I do think there's some interesting dynamics at play here. And that soundbite we played opening the segment, that was me from Fox News, Harris Faulkner, just a little bit earlier in the afternoon. And she asked me the same question. What do you think is going to happen? And I think that his knowledge level of not only technology, but also his platform and the way the web works in general, is so far out in front of where these guys sitting on that dais are at today that I'm not sure, like I could see, and I know that I'm playing a little bit of the devil's advocate here. So I could conceive of him going in there saying, yes, I'm open to being regulated, to which Lindsey Graham pushed him on it a little bit today. And he kind of had to like finally be forced to say that, yeah, he would allow regulation. And I know earlier he had been much more open in terms of his posture, but he did admit that he would welcome some and work with the senators to approve that. But I still think that his knowledge and his developers' knowledge of what they're dealing with is so far advanced over anything that's sitting in that room today that I think he could conceivably say, yeah, I'll be open to regulation, and then agree to regulations that he knows he's not gonna have any trouble comporting to, all the while not necessarily addressing other ways of gathering information and other ways of mining and harvesting that information. Now tell me, Ari, that I'm completely out to lunch and that I don't have any concerns there at all, that I haven't, you know, that I'm just making stuff up. But I think that's a loophole.
No, for sure. And it's always, it's in situations where you have quote unquote non-experts asking experts about directions and about information as it relates to certain industries. So from that perspective, I completely agree with you. I mean, if they want to have people grilling Zuckerberg, then it should be people that are deep in the data space, deep into different types of technologies, that have 20, 30 years of experience. But people up there, you know, I don't know when the last time they actually signed on to the Facebook
account. I'm saying, that's what I was thinking.
Yes, so I completely agree with you 1,000%. Those are the people that should not be grilling him. That's number one. Number two, you know, it's interesting. I don't think Zuckerberg 10 years ago ever thought, 12 years ago, ever thought that he'd be sitting in front of Congress. And
I think
anybody
right.
In the technology community really thought that. until it came to a point where the tech community started collecting so much data on people. And just as an example, Facebook specifically has 93 data points on you, everything from your age, sex, religion, location, interests, so on and so forth. So that data is so valuable. And, you know, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, those are the 800-pound gorillas that are, in essence, holding our entire identity.
Well, and here's the thing that Harris came back with me at the end of our segment. She said, how can one regulate something when the option for the user is to make everything public that they put into their profile? Which, at the end of the day, Facebook actually has a very good set of privacy mechanisms. You can turn everything on your entire profile private if you want. But the idea of putting out to the world who I am is what social media is all about. It's everyone's own little stage. It's their own little talk show. It's their own little TV presence. They get to do whatever they want, and they want to do it, and they do it publicly for a reason. Am I wrong?
No, 100%. And it's everyone's microphone, right? Just like you said, it's everyone's soapbox. You know,
well, what's it called? It's called social media. We thought about media being TV and radio all these years, but this is a way for every single person to have a platform.
Completely. You know, and I've always taken this position, and maybe it's a very hard position, but if you're really that concerned about your identity, if you're really that concerned about your public profile, then don't get on social media.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere here.
That's kind of the most simplest solution, you know. Short of that, Kevin, I actually like where Zuckerberg is going, the way he's handling it. And obviously it's easier said than done, just don't be on social media because Everyone's online. And there's basically four companies that are set out there, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, that own you know, about 95% of our information. And that's where, you know, we've talked about blockchain before and how companies like Ethereum are really working on decentralization of this latest data. And we're going to hear a lot about that, I think, in the coming months as well.
No, I think so. I think so. But I'm kind of with my friend Harris on this. If you can't, how do you even begin to regulate people's stupidity? And that's about what it comes down to.
That's great.
But anyway, Ari, always appreciate your insight, and thanks for revisiting this with us. I'm sure there'll be more to discuss after his hearings are done. But in the meantime, make sure you're following Ari Zoldan on Twitter, A-R-I-Z-O-L-D-A-N, and Quantum Media is his home. It's where he hangs his shingle. Ari, we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.